It's a great honor for me to present my paper at the Austrian Scholar Conference in Mises Institute. And also, I would like to thank Professor Salerno for his acceptance of my paper. My paper is Fiat Money and Negative Alertness. And I would like to start my report to this point. I need to describe my position about this difficult situation. We need to understand that we have many differences between entrepreneurship alertness in the system of sound money and unsound money. And we need to investigate these subsequences. Of course, if we have pure gold standard and we have free market economy, entrepreneurship alertness is only one source of total result. We understand that capitalistic development and economic growth is a result of entrepreneurship activity. And essential of this entrepreneurship activity is alertness. Great works of Israel Kirzner describes this perfect vision, essential vision of economic process. And we need to analyze these differences. Of course, in this book, Competition and Entrepreneurship, we can see investigation of entrepreneurship activity without fiat money. It's not influence of entrepreneur. We have pure situation without money institutions. But of course, we have entrepreneurship activity not only in the system of pure gold standard and free market. Of course, we have many entrepreneurship activity also in Soviet economy. When we have USSR, we know that we have no official economy, and of course we have entrepreneurship activity. It's not legal, but we had this situation, and I would like to describe this problem. But the foundation of my investigation will be brilliant analysis of history of money and devolution of this medium of exchange. Of course, 20th century was the century of progressive interventionism in the monetary sphere. It's not only Federal Reserve, it's not only New Deal, it's not only abolishing of gold standard. Of course, we can find roots of this tendency in early centuries, especially in 17th centuries when was founded First Central Bank in England in 1694 was founded this First Central Bank. But this increasing of government role in economy, especially in monetary system, had consequences with quality of money. We saw about progression theorem at the last day, at the earlier day. And this progression theorem describes to us how money decreased quality in 20th century. But key question is how we can understand economic growth. We had economic growth in 20th century, but we have devolution of monetary system. We understand that the monetary is the base, is a foundation of free society, is a foundation, good foundation for economic growth. But what? But why we have economic growth in spite of this interventionism? I think that we need to analyze not only total result, not only empirical, but we need to analyze foundation of this empirical. And Kirzner's works can provide this vision. Alertness, entrepreneurship alertness, it's one of the source of economic growth in 20th century. Of course, it's not only one source. We need also capital accumulation, we need productivity, but in my presentation, I would like to concentrate only on this factor. And we know that the great treatise of economics, Human Action by Ludwig von Mises and Man, Economy and State by Murray Rothbard. It's a brilliant interpretation of our knowledge in economic theory. But we need to bridge these two parts of theory. We have a priori and deductive catalytics or economics of free society, and we need to bridge these two parts of union theory. Usually we investigate money and investigate entrepreneurship. It's two most important parts. But of course, fiat money influences to alertness, and we will have not only positive result of this, we will have negative alertness. And I would describe this. This interrelationship between two fields of our theory is money theory and entrepreneurship theory. And we will to analyze this interrelationship between our institution in monetary system and entrepreneurship activity. What is alertness? Of course, it's not a strong definition of this notion, because Israel Kirzner liked to describe this situation in many books. But I think that we will write decision if we describe alertness as ability. It's ability of the man, of person, not as a system. And its ability to find profitable projects. Why we can find it? Because in the market process, we can't see equilibrium. If we have equilibrium like in mainstream microeconomics, we can't explain, we can't understand the source of profitable projects. We can find projects with profit in the system of equilibrium with perfect knowledge. And as a foundation of this process, we have imperfect exchange. And of course, entrepreneurship activity is the ability to find new dispersed knowledge. Of course, in this picture, we can see two people. And these people don't know how to realize goals. People at the left of this picture want to go A, and another people want another, but they don't understand how to realize his their plans. Of course, this person A and B can be get profit if we find entrepreneur. Of course, you know perfect investigation work by Jesus Huerta de Sota about socialism, economic calculation, and entrepreneurship activity. And this book consists of this abstract scheme. My case, too, is a case with entrepreneur. This lamp is a symbol of alertness. It's a symbol of ability to find new dispersed knowledge. Of course, at the earlier, we can find this. We have situation with blindness. This person can't realize his plans. But in this picture, we have only profitable result. Profitable not only for entrepreneur, but for person at the left and person of the right. I would like to give you an example, and this example have relation with my motherland, and maybe you something know about these people. Of course, you know something about Russian Bailey. And the last of 19th century, only few people in United States, in Europe, know something about Russian Bailey. And it looked like this situation. People in the Western countries want show, but they can't find the good means for realization of these plans. Of course, at the right of this picture, you can see spectators. These spectators want to see Russian Bailey. But at the left of this picture, you can see photo of our great Russian Bailey dancer, Anna Pavlova. Of course, we need to provide this information about great project. And Sergei Diaghilev, Monsieur Diaghilev, was a great entrepreneur in this sphere. He provide Russian Bailey in the Western countries, and of course, as a result of it, we have profit for Russian Bailey dancer, profit for entrepreneur, and profit for spectators. It's only positive alertness, positive. And we need to analyze differences, feel the difference. This is a system of sound money. It looks like looking a profitable project. Blue ball is a profitable project, but another ball is unprofitable. It looks like finding good potatoes. Of course, if you have experience in this place, you have successful in this project. And a good entrepreneur can find this yes, not this. I feel it. I feel. I realize my alertness, maybe. Not blindness. Blindness is a result of government intervention, but not a result of entrepreneurship creativity. And as a result, we have six profitable investments from six. Of course, can't explain now pure entrepreneurship errors. Of course, we will have these errors in this type, on all type of system, not only in sound money. But we don't have second part. We don't have credit expansion. And we need to analyze differences. Unsound money. Look at this picture. Entrepreneur 1 and 2 try to find profitable project, but they create mistakes. It's mistakes, not usually mistakes, not a result of these individual errors. It's a result of system. Information signal, get him information. It's not right information about resources, about money, about capital, and then create many malinvestment. Malinvestment is a result not of sound money, but of course unsound. And what we can see at this picture, we can see first many profitable projects can't realized. Many unprofitable projects will be realized. It's a result of credit expansion. It's a result of mistakes. It's not mistakes of entrepreneurs. It's mistakes of unsound money, creates unsound money. And I think we need to define this special case of alertness. It's not alertness, it's opposite blindness, but I can explain it how negative alertness. Negative is a result, total result in economic growth. It's result only negative. But we need to understand it's not result of individual entrepreneur. It's not his problem. Many entrepreneurs say to you, I'm very smart. I can't understand profitable or unprofitable. We don't care about it. But they don't calculate and don't make right decision, not because they are stupid. It's a result not of his mind. It's a result of a system. And key question of my report is fiat money create alertness, create new profit? But if we have system with fixed money, we can't realize our profitable exchanges because in the a fixed currency market, we don't have volatile. More volatile market will be a result of unsound money. If we have no fixed currency, speculators and another person can realize profitable exchanges. But is it good? Is it good for speculators If we know that speculators and entrepreneurship is good for economy, why we don't want flexible currency? Yes, we would like fixed currency because good money creates good economic growth. We need to analyze. Let me give you one example. We have three situations. Situation A, it's a gold standard. Situation B, fiat money. And third, socialist money. And if we analyze this free situation, we can see that in the gold standard, we can't make malinvestment. It's only positive result. We will see only positive result in the system of gold standard. It's a plus 20. Zero malinvestment and total result plus 20. If we have alertness in the system of fiat money, is it good? Is it good? It's good, but we have more. We will have a gold standard. It's not second best. It's a first solution of this problem. And if we make decision about situation B, our opportunity cost is plus 10. We see total result of situation B, it's plus 10, and total result of situation A, plus 20. And opportunity cost of our alertness in system of fiat money is plus 10. In situation 3, we can't analyze entrepreneur. We don't have entrepreneur, but we have only malinvestment. Total result, minus 10. And of course, we need to analyze not only empirical. I said about it in the start of my presentation. Blue line, it's a total profit. It's what we seen. But Bastiat's key idea is that we need to analyze unseen. Unseen, this is alertness. We can't see what is this. It's not material. It's not objectivism. It's something in mind, but what is this? Or not in mind. We need to analyze this special case of alertness. Kirsten described positive alertness, positive result of this situation. But we need to supply it. We need to analyze another result of this. If we don't have fiat money, we don't have opportunity cost of fiat money. We don't have negative alertness. Negative alertness, it's a blindness for realization good project. It's a essential of malinvestment, and we need to analyze this situation. And resume. Fiat money creates negative alertness. Opportunity cost of it is malinvestment. Malinvestment is a source or reason of business cycle. And we need to split definition alertness, Kirstner definition, to positive and negative. And we will see essential, not only total result, not only economic growth. Economic growth is a result of many factors. And I think that we need new investigation in the field between capital-based macroeconomics or Austrian macroeconomics and entrepreneurship theory. And we saw at the last lecture and yesterday, I think, brilliant report, brilliant presentation about this. I hope that this fruitful tradition will be continued in this century. Thank you for your attention.